Newsbreak podcast.
I think it's such a wonderful synergy in terms of our culture, our beliefs and our values, because you do know the Bhagavad Gita as it is translated by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna says that, you know, we are the spirit soul. So that transcends any race, gender, color, creed, nationality. So taking this beautiful festival of chariots into a township or a town like Soweto is going to be fantastic to culminate Heritage Month here in South Africa.
You know, going to Soweto, maybe if you could, you know, help us understand, what is the reception of a festival of chariots like in a bustling township like Soweto?
It's a beautiful vibe from previously. You know, it's been welcome, and the people, the residents, come out in their numbers to take advantage of the chanting on the streets, of the beautiful color, of the free vegetarian meals that are offered at the end of the festival. So it's really a warm welcome and a great vibe.
As the curtain falls now on a Heritage Month, how essential are amalgamations of culture, religion, and race in this manner to create a uniquely South African identity?
It's so important to create that amalgamation, because it's one thing having a temple and expecting people to come to the temple to worship. And it's another thing to take a beautiful festival of peace, of hope, of color, of inclusivity to the people. And in that way, to bring in the truly South African spirit of Ubuntu, of togetherness, of dependency on each other, but focusing that we are essentially all spirit souls, we are children of God, that makes it a wonderful celebration of our history.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.